72 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
It was kind of a mixed day in the markets yesterday. Ellen, what are we seeing so far today?
Well, we had a very strong overnight trade in the beans, and we've lost ground since then. We've got corn down about 3.5 cents right now with the December at 336 and three quarters, down 3.25. The November beans are just slightly lower, down about 0.75 cents at 974 and three quarters. Interesting things that have transpired overnight is that the palm oil again had a bounce, usually very supportive on the bean side of things, and is supporting the bean oil up 28 to 30 cents there. But the bean oil's kind of stalled out now, even though the palm oil's looking strong. Meal has been kind of a drag, and in order to get crush margins improved, you need to see the bean meal rally, and it's down just fractionally this morning with the October meal still trading slightly on the plus side of things. Interestingly, on the export bookings report that came out at 7:30, we saw Mexico, the big buyer of corn and wheat. They're very typical buyers of U.S. commodities. They also were the biggest buyers of pork and beef. China, again, was the big buyer, and unknown, wink, 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 destinations bought almost all the beans, 32.2 million bushel. Small meal sales, however, this week, export sales, that is. We did see China come in and buy another couple shiploads of beans, 120,000 metric tons. This is the third day that they've bought beans this week out of 4 days. The dollar is weaker this morning, should have been supportive on these grains, but it hasn't offered a whole lot of lift. On the wheat side of things, little disappointment here, even though Egypt says that they're going to allow some ergot to come in on their wheat exports. No, none of the export people that I talk to is really convinced that this isn't going to be a new policy that hangs around. Morocco bought EU wheat this week. Cattle on feed report comes out on Friday afternoon. Cattle futures, nearby futures, had the highest close in a month's time there. Look for cash to start out a little bit on the firm side. Hogs still seeing some pressure. It's difficult to rally the hogs when you're at contract lows with not a lot of new news. But look for the feeder cattle and the live cattle to have good closes today. About a dollar rally this morning in the crude oil should be somewhat supportive on the corn side, but corn looks like it's a weak sister to the beans. The U.S. dollar back above 95, a little resistance there in that 95-60 range. We're down from that this morning. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that update here on this Thursday. Let's take a quick glance at current conditions across the listening area. Lots of sunshine, temperatures in the mid to upper 60s at this hour. We're already at 72 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Decatur right now, the cool spot, a bit unusual. They're at 64 degrees with sunshine. Also right now, Charleston and Mattoon at 66 degrees with sunny skies. 67 degrees now in Tuscola, Monticello, Clinton, and Sullivan. 68 degrees in Gibson City and 69 in Danville. Sunny skies in the forecast today with a high of 90 degrees. Light south winds up to 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, the low 64. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.